I'm Drew.
I'm James.
And we're going to talk about everything.
Everything?
Everything.
Two days ago, I broke my dryer.
Oh, no.
And I have a bone to pick with the with appliance repair.
Okay.
So my dryer, like, it's, you know, normal dryer has like the door, it's a front loader, right? I think actually all dryers are front loaders, aren't they?
Is that right? I don't know. I think maybe. Okay. And then washers can be both.
Okay. Yeah. It has like the regular door latch and everything. The little door, the catch is plastic. And like for the past, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months, we've had to like kind of lift the door a little bit to get it to catch.
Oh, sure.
Okay. So the little plastic thing just broke.
Good.
And I'm like, so the door won't close anymore. So
okay,
couldn't,
I'm going to take
like,
a guess.
And it's not like a...
This is a Samsung.
No, it's a Frigidaire.
You bought a washing machine, a
it
dryer that from a refrigeration company?
It came in the house. It's an Affinity.
Is it also cool? Your warm soda?
I don't drink warm soda anymore.
Oh, that's right. You were reformed.
That's done. I've seen the error of my ways.
So a little plastic piece. Just
so it fell in
shattered.
To the dryer. So
oh,
it's gone.
Okay.
Yeah, it fell in. And so I was like, oh, man. Like, you can't wash clothes. Can't do anything. And so I was like, I don't know what to do. Of course, like, I look to see, like, okay, model, serial number, whatever. The door has... Why would you put the serial number or model number on the inside of the door to where over years of use, why it would rub off and be completely indistinguishable? Why would you do that?
Because then they don't want you to fix it.
See, exactly. Because then I was like, well, you know, how am I supposed to fix this? So I looked it up on... you know, like the internet, and it was like, there's like door latch kits, and I'm like, all I need is this little plastic piece. Like, that's all I need to do to fit in this little hole. And so I couldn't find anything that I could order. So I went to Lowe's and I was like, hey, I need like a little plastic door catch for my dryer. And they're like, oh, we don't sell that, but we have an appliance, like, hotline that you can call and order, and she gave me this business card.
Okay, that doesn't look professional,
like,
at all.
No, it looks like it was this was made on like Canva and just like randomly. Also, the material
that's kind of floppy.
I'm gonna give it to a double reed player to use to get spit out of their keys. Like, that's
what,
like,
even is
it's
this?
Like tissue paper.
Yeah,
it's, and so I was like, no way. Like, I have to call hotline. It says on here, fast 2-day delivery and huge inventory of genuine. And I'm like, hold on. Like, all major brands and models. And I'm like, don't. Okay. This is weird. It's fine. And so Home Depot is like really close. So I drove her to Home Depot and they were even less help, because I said, you know, I need to order, or I need to like buy something that will help. Is there like a universal plastic catch that I can put in?
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, no. And we could only supply those to like dryers or brands that we sell.
Sure.
And I said,
yeah.
Well, Lowe's gave me this card.
Did you show them the card? You're trying to make them fight.
I said, Lowe's gave me this card that said that they do all major brands and models, but I was trying to find something that I could buy now because my dryer is broken now.
Right.
And yeah. The lady was like, I don't think we can help you. And I was like, okay, well, thanks anyway. So anyway, so I had to call this thing and, you know, they asked, like, what was your model number? And I said, over the years of like use and wear and tear, it's rubbed off because that's where they like stuck the little you know, piece of paper or whatever that had the model and the serial number. And I said, but I looked up on the internet and this seems to be the most common model number.
Right.
Maybe it's right.
Oh, no.
And so the person on the phone, the hotline, was like, oh, all right. Well, we'll send it to you. Just I just want you to guess. That little plastic thing, it's not even like...
Oh, sure.
I mean, it's this big. Yeah, yeah. It's like, I just want you to guess how much that cost.
$45.
More.
Really?
Yeah.
And you bought it?
I had to. Luckily...
What if it's wrong?
I know. No, it came today.
Oh, okay.
And Allison said, the part came, and I popped it in, and it's fixed.
Oh, well, that's good.
So it was exactly what we needed. But it costs $67.
Oh, the kids are going to love that.
Plastic thing.
Oh. And this was the setup. This was the longest setup for a 6-7 joke.
6-7 joke.
Boom. Welcome to the podcast. Over. Well, I'm glad that your dryer is fixed. I was going to say otherwise with this heat wave, you just put your stuff outside on the line. You'll be fine.
There was no dryer. That was a joke. That was the longest setup ever. You're right. There was no dryer. Yeah. Thanks for, you know, I hope everyone knows now about the humor they're getting into.
That was really funny.
Amazing.
Anyway, yeah, welcome to this podcast where we talk about whatever we feel.
Yes, literally stream of consciousness.
It is, because...
It is, you know, too hot outside.
We have our other one, but it's... I don't know how you're, like, going running and playing pickleball. I don't know how you do that. That's so nasty.
What you have to outside. Do is you have to just lower your standards, frame of reference for, like, health and safety... and just deal with it, I guess.
Just grin and bear it.
You know, I have I got a new fitness watch. It's a Garmin thing, and in addition to the normal like fitness tracking stuff, it also estimates how much water you sweat, how much you lose.
Okay, yeah, I want to talk to you about this because there is like massive debate in the like smartwatch world over.
Okay.
Are you an Apple Watch or are you a Garmin person? And you have jumped ship.
Well, no, I never was an Apple Watch person. I was a Fitbit person. You had a... I never did Apple Watch because I didn't want to charge it every stinking day. Why?
I thought you had an Apple Watch. My bad.
No, so I charge this thing once a week and it's good.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, so like, yeah, you're right. It's so hot out that it estimated, I was playing pickleball one day, it's like 1,200 milliliters of water or something like that. So I think, I mean, that's like 40 ounces. But I could be
okay,
completely
wrong.
So
it's like a quarter of a third of a gallon or whatever.
But like of just sweat. I mean, that's just gross. That's disgusting.
Mm. Oh, wait, I forgot you were talking about sweat. You sweated out a third of a gallon of... Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
That's nasty.
Because 128 ounces is a gallon. Wow.
So, I mean, that's also suffice to say horrible. That like the heat, what is it? The dew point is so high that it takes a certain amount for moisture to exist or evaporate. I forget exactly how it works, but yeah.
I'm going to confess to you, I don't know what any of that means.
It's just mean. I don't know.
What is dew point?
Dew point. It's the point at
is
which
that
you
the
act.
Next? The point at which you...
The point at which you do.
I thought it was the point before deuce in tennis. Deuce.
It's when you get right? so thirsty.
It's the pickleball point.
You have to crack open a cold Baja Blast.
Dr. Pepper.
What? Okay. No, it's dew point. Not Dr. Pepper.
I know.
Certainly not cheer wine.
I don't drink that anymore.
Good. No cheer wine, no hot soda. You've really like turned into a functioning adult.
I know. I still don't drink coffee, but I, you know.
No one's perfect.
Well, I think if it had a better smell. But it's just so
What are you talking
pungent.
About?
Like,
coffee is the number one just, thing that people who don't like it say they like the smell.
It's so strong. It just like, and I'm not a big on like strong smells anyway. Oh, actually, speaking of strong smells,
this is a great segue. Speaking of strong smells,
it is actually. I learned something yesterday. I learned that when you get sprayed by a skunk, do not hose yourself off, because water makes the skunk smell set in more.
Is it kind of like mixing water and oil, and how that doesn't clean anything?
I don't know, but I do know that a friend of mine said that. You know what? This could apply to animals. I could. Maybe it's humans too. I don't know. But a friend of mine said that her dog got sprayed with a skunk, and that she doused it in with the hose. Like, that was her first instinct. Mm-hmm. But that caused the smell to set into the dog's fur even more.
Yeah.
And so then they had to do like the tomato juice or something do that. I don't know, because I don't have a dog, but like, that's what she said they had to do. And I was like, wow. I was like, that's, you know, that's terrible. And she said, yeah, the smell has just now gone away, but it's still in like the dog's bed. And I was like, wow, well, when did this happen? And she said, April.
Oh.
And I said, April? Like, it's July. And she goes, yeah, that's because I sprayed her with water and it set the smell in her fur.
I feel like additional steps could have been taken.
I don't know. I just know that I have a family of skunks that lives underneath my shed. But they're very kind. It's a mother and all her babies. Mm-hmm. And will I go out and look at them? And they look at us, and we stare, and we wave, and then they just go about their merry way.
Sure.
They've never done anything. So I'm like, you know what? Skunks are our friends, as long as they stay away. So, I don't know.
I mean, you could say anyway, about that about most Speaking things, of strong smells. You know, blank are our friends as long as they stay away.
Yeah. Except the, you know, are not our friends, and they can... Even if they do stay away, the you know those, maybe it's a Virginia thing. Do you know about the spotted lanternfly things?
I don't think so. What are they?
Okay, here in Virginia, we have like this epidemic of these bugs that fly. They look like they're spotted. They're red. They kind of look like giant ladybugs, but nothing kills them.
Spotted lantern, like fly.
Yeah, spotted lanternfly.
Oh,
nothing kills them.
Oh, okay.
You have to squish them, and it's also incredibly hard because they are so fast. Like, they, it's so hard to catch them.
It drains plant sap, and it's,
yeah, they're like awful for the environment.
Breeds harmful sooty mold.
Yeah, they're terrible for like the environment, but you can't kill them like with poison or anything.
You know how
you have to like burn them.
Google has the people also ask. One is, should I be killing lantern flies? And the answer is, yes, you should kill them immediately. That's a bit aggressive.
Google. Really aggressive.
While individual squishing won't eradicate the bugs, it is an important civic duty in infested areas.
A civic duty? Mm. It even says that word? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Huh. That's...
How communal, you know, trying to be a good citizen, kill all. Well, I mean, I don't disagree. They're awful.
What is the weakness of the lantern fly? It may have an
Achilles
heel.
The lantern fly needs to be.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
It has an attraction to vibration.
Oh, no. Oh, man. I'm so nervous now, like, because they can get in places, too. Oh, my gosh. What if I, like. I don't leave my horn out anymore at home, but like, what if I did and it just crawled in?
Yeah. It likes your playing.
That's like a major fear. I think I saw someone do that. I think someone said that once, is that they put their horn out to play and there was a spider in the mouthpiece.
That's
because they left it out.
Horrible.
Night. It is. It's awful. It's, it's terrible. My, my daughter has just developed a intense fear of bugs.
Welcome to the rest of us, I suppose. Now, welcome to the
I'm not like scared of bugs. Well, if it falls on me to kill them.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
You know, and which is fine. I don't mind it.
And some bugs are great and fantastic.
Ooh, talk about bugs again. Let me tell you, we haven't done this in a while, and I'm teaching all sorts of things about animals. Do you know what scares or what you can put around your house to scare away like mosquitoes and wasps and all sorts of like the nasty bugs?
Hold on, let me think. Let's give people at home a chance to think about what their answer might be too.
Okay.
So
okay, I thought I may have told you about this. I can't remember.
I would say it's a framed picture of Weird Al Yankovic, actually. That would be my answer. Only followed by a close second of a small, shallow cup filled with apple cider vinegar.
You're close. It's actually, you're supposed to bake a cake without any instructions and put that outside because not only will they not want to go near it, they'll laugh themselves to death with how badly you tried to bake a cake without any instructions.
Perfect.
And with no measuring cups either.
Yep.
That's the key, is that you have to eyeball everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's what gives it to you. Honestly, that would be a horror movie if I tried to bake a cake without instructions.
I mean, there is that whole page of cake disasters, which is pretty amusing.
The show Nailed It on Netflix was like my favorite thing in the entire world when it was on, and I'm really sad it's not on anymore. No, the actual answer is all you need are little figurines or like models of dragonflies.
Oh, interesting.
Because dragonflies are like apex bug predators or something, and everything is terrified of them.
Okay.
And so literally like wasps will like, they won't build their nests, and like mosquitoes even are scared because they like destroy or eat all of them or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So dragonflies, there you go,
house full of dragonflies.
That's a cool title of something. It's like a TV show, House of Dragonflies. Oh wait, yeah. Isn't there like House of Dragons or something?
I don't know.
Probably like a Game of Thrones.
I think what you could also maybe do is just, if you wanted to trap all the bugs, you know how they, for wasps, if you kind of, you make like a paper mache wasp's nest, they won't build one because they already feel there's one there. What if you created something like that and called it like a star bugs or something like that, and just trap all the little bugs getting, you know, their mocha latte frappuccinos.
Yeah.
And create a little trap for them there. I don't know. That could work.
Starbugs is maybe the best brand name you've ever come up with. So we really need to run with this. And copyright. That's all I have to do, right? I just have to claim copyright.
Say
I need a bankruptcy, that's all I have to say. Bankruptcy. Yeah.
Exactly. Put it in a letter Starbugs, and mail it to yourself. Isn't that what they used to say for copyright? I don't know why that would do anything.
No, I have no idea.
File it with the U.S. Patent Office.
Starbugs TM.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
We'll work on it.
I think so. I think we could. I did not know that this episode was going to be mostly about bugs.
That's okay.
But it has ended up being that way. And I think that's a good place to end this, come back into this podcast.
It'll be very confusing for a lot of people.
It's just a random conversation. Good.